At this rate, it's gonna take forever.
You got anything better to do right now?
That's not the point.
Do you guys argue like this all the time?
No.
Yes, we do, Morgan. It's just the way we do business.
I hate to tell you, but it gets monotonous.
Oh, she hates to tell us.
I bet.
With everyone yapping all the time, it's a wonder I can get anything done.
Like what?
Like digging this tunnel? Tick, will you go out through the shop and check the street again?
What for? It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Give the man some room to work, Tick.
Fine. Excuse me, Shirley.
Sure. That guy is thick around the middle.
That's why we employed him.
He's also thick in the cranium area.
Again, that's why we hire him.
I need some more elbow room.
You should have let me bring the digger down here.
And do what? Wake up the neighborhood? No way. We've been working on this for too long to louse it up now.
Shirley, you got your bearings?
Give me half a sec.
Back in the old days, we didn't use tablets for this kind of work.
You do now.
What's it saying to you?
10 more feet.
I don't know if we can bust through all this before daybreak, Morgan.
This is our window available to us. People are already talking about something strange going on at a shop up front.
Yeah, a candy store without any candy.
That would be Tick.
I now know why you call him that.
It's quiet up top. No one in sight. Well, except for that nice cop. What was his name?
Policeman? Tick.
What? We talked about the baseball scores. No big deal.
It's a wonder you guys aren't in a cell somewhere.
I hate to tell you, Shirley, but if we get caught, you'll be in there with us.
What an unpleasant thought.
10 feet. Give me some more digging room. You are listening to a Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of The Heist, currently in progress in the story Thieves' Dozen.
Don't hog it all, Rusty.
I'm thirsty.
Yeah? Well?
And right now, I'm the only one digging.
Yeah, it's time to give Rusty a rest. Tick, you're up.
What? Already? You guys are wimps.
Ahem.
Excuse me. And the lady, too.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. Let me give it a shot.
The pit dug beforehand was a good idea.
Thank you. I've done that on another job.
Yeah, it only took us 2 weeks to get the dirt out from it.
It was soil, which is from God. Dirt is from the devil.
You're a laugh riot.
You're too kind.
I wasn't trying to be.
Do we need to give you two some room so you can duke it out?
I'm game.
I would never hit a lady.
I never claimed to be.
Oh, I like her a lot. We should have found her a lot earlier.
Since your sarcasm, Tick.
I don't even know what that word means.
He's not joking. He doesn't. Tick knows his limitations, which in this case is a good thing.
How's it going, Tick?
The soil's getting tighter, like it was packed.
We're getting closer then. That's good. You got the flaming hacksaw already?
You mean the acetylene torch?
That's what my dad always called it. He was a welder back in the day down at the docks.
It's ready. It'll take some time, but it's ready.
Good enough. Rusty?
The van is out in the back in the alley, Morgan. You asked already.
Just checking.
You're getting itchy.
I do this on every gig we have.
You sure do.
Once we're in, we have to move quick. We won't be able to stay in town since we didn't ask permission.
From who?
The Balducci clan. They claim this turf as theirs.
It isn't, though. The Gambino says it's theirs.
They can fight it out just as long as we get the loot and get out of town.
If you filled up the tank...
Ha. Ha.
You think I was joking?
Are you two going to do this all night long? Or should we send out invitations?
What? To the fight?
The impending marriage.
Shut up.
Why is it that every crook I have ever worked with thinks he or she is a comedian?
You got me.
They're overcompensating for the anxiety about the upcoming score. That's all that it is.
I thought you said he was illiterate.
I am. No sweat there. Just my 2 cents.
Why are we suddenly in the dark?
No doubt. And pitch dark at that.
I think it's pretty clear the lights are out.
Yep. Dark as the cup of coffee I had at breakfast.
All right. Let me by and I'll go check the breaker.
We didn't plug anything in or turn on anything to pop it.
Yeah, but that's the first place to check. Excuse me.
Hey there! Remember, I am a female of the human race!
I can see that. Or rather, feel that. My apologies.
Just go get us some lights.
This is all we need.
Not really, Morgan. It makes it hard to dig.
Sarcasm.
Oh, you know me in words. Sorry.
Don't sweat it.
This is starting to resemble a comedy routine, guys. And not to be critical, you know what? I am being critical. I was warned by Shandy not to do this job with you guys.
Shandy Perkins?
The very one.
I had a date with her once. She picked her teeth with her fingernails. Ah, very gross.
She's the best safe cracker there is.
And has the biggest mouth of anyone I know.
She's a friend of mine.
Too bad we're not all known by the company we keep.
Well, yeah, sure.
Hooray!
Keep it down.
Sorry. Hooray! Give me some swinging room.
His enthusiasm is enough to drive me half nuts.
He just loves his work. You're too uptight.
It's kept me out of prison.
You don't know what you're missing.
I've heard enough.
Well?
It was a fuse.
Weird.
It was an old one. You know, one of those screw-in type.
We're going to have to get some of this soil out of here.
Yeah, let me grab a shovel.
I think I've hit something here. Not sure what.
There shouldn't be anything there. I've mapped this thing out from every possible angle.
It just needs one big swing.
Kick.
His arm is sticking out.
Grab his hand!
He swung too hard.
You don't say.
Lady.
Quit fussing. I'm already warning you both. Help me dig this big lug out of here.
And then my mom went up to the principal at that school and said she'd never let her son be a part of some place that made kids work so hard. She never did like me working hard.
Yeah.
That was Mama all over. She liked waiting on me hand and foot all the time. Ugh, and apple pies. Wow.
What's he blabbing about?
He gets chatty when he nearly loses his life. He's done this before.
One score we had, we used a hot air balloon and Tick nearly drowned.
A hot air balloon? And he nearly drowned?
You had to been there. It was wild.
Was it ever. But what a score.
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
15 grand worth of titanium steel.
In a hot air balloon?
Not exactly.
You really needed to be there.
You guys are crazy. And so's your big friend there.
That mama. I sure miss her.
We do too. Now, how about it? You ready to get back to digging?
We cleared out the hole for you, and you shouldn't have another avalanche, or so Morgan says.
That one was a fluke.
A fluke?
Yeah, a fluke. They happen.
Like the lights going out?
An old fuse?
You guys are the absolute limit.
Those are police sirens.
Right outside the shop here.
You have got to be kidding me!
Hold that thought. Let me pass.
Where's he going?
To do some smooth talking.
Yeah, sure.
You'll see. Tick, take a break.
At this rate, we are never getting in there.
Ye of little faith.
You got that right.
It's no big thing. You fret way too much, if you don't mind me saying so.
I remember this one time when we were pinned in this warehouse where we had hijacked a couple trucks full of black market cigarettes.
yeah, Dad. That was fantastic.
Do share.
Morgan smooth-talked the manager, slipped a couple of C's, and we got some company uniforms.
From the manager?
He had no idea we were stealing from him. Morgan had him convinced we were on the run from a rival.
Quiet!
The lovely policemen are concerned about seeing activity here in the store all evening. I told him the missus and I were doing inventory.
The who?
Oh, no you don't.
Already done, dear.
Morgan?
I know, I hear ya.
You guys are the absolute worst. Have I said that yet? If I have, I'm saying it again, most emphatically.
Put on that beautiful smile, dearest, and let's go assure the nice cops that we're checking our inventory in the middle of the night.
Here, I'm smiling.
It's a cute smile, too.
Shut your face, Rusty.
Hold that thought, boys. Be right back.
Are you flirting with her?
Trying to.
I better not. She's a thief, just like we are.
What's that got to do with it?
We can't be trusted.
It may take them a while up there.
Cards?
You cheat.
You heard what I said about being a thief. It's in my nature.
Your mother didn't raise you right.
Oh, she tried. God bless her.
In the nice big house you bought for her?
No. Oh, what a score that was we did for me to get the dough to do that.
It was a good score.
Who all was in it with us? Tiny Mick and Sister Sue?
T-Man, Gene Hewer, Towsy.
And the Bull. Man, what a great heist.
And here we are reduced to digging a tunnel to get to the juice.
You do what you gotta do.
I think after this one, I'm out, Tick.
What? You're just getting depressed. You do this every time we have a job.
I'm 25 years into this racket, Tick. It's time I got out.
And do what? Retire, kick back and relax, get married, have a white picket fence?
All of that. You betcha. Don't laugh. I mean it.
Sorry.
They're coming back.
Piece of cake, gang. Shelly pulled it off easy peasy.
Just barely. We need to get on with it. I got the vibe they'd be making another pass this way after a while.
Good call. I got that from them too.
Tick, need a spell to rest?
Don't be silly.
That wore me out.
That?
I'm not as in shape for this type of thing as I used to be.
You did just fine up there.
A compliment? I may fall over.
Is the torch ready to go?
I answered that already. It's fine. You're getting jittery.
I guess it was the police and the power going out in this tunnel.
Uh-oh.
What now?
I just hit a slab of concrete.
That's not possible. I did the research on this stretch underneath the street.
You guys are the worst!
It's not my fault.
It was your job to check.
Don't you start on me.
Folks, are we gonna do this or fight about it until the cops come back?
How thick are we talking?
That answer your question?
Just wonderful. Rusty?
Yeah, on it.
On what?
The dynamite. Did it.
Well, why don't we dance a jig and throw a concert for the entire neighborhood?
You sure do have a sour disposition, lady.
She's right. We better hope that explosion wasn't loud enough to wake up the block.
We're far enough below ground.
Did it do any good or what?
Have a look.
All right. Very nice.
That's the spot.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Absolutely sure?
Yes. Just fire up that torch of yours and cut a hole into that place.
Give the girl some room to work.
Sure.
No offense, Shirley, but you're really attractive standing there holding that blowtorch.
I'm not offended. Now get out of the way or you'll get burned. Better watch out!
Holy Toledo! Did you get through?
Take a look for yourself.
I'll stick my head up there and take a look.
Better not.
Ow! Ow! It's hot! It's hot!
That's what happens when you use a cutting torch.
Oh, someone could have told me.
Experience is the best teacher, Tick.
Consider me taught.
You'll have to give it a minute or two before anyone can get up in there.
It'll be dawn soon.
Yeah, watch out.
You're getting me wet!
That's what water does. You'll live.
While you're doing that, I'll go up front and have a quick look-see.
Hey, I'm not sure I can fit through the hole she's cut out.
You better. We don't have time for me to cut out another one.
You should lay off the cheeseburgers.
You saying he's fat?
Nah, just brawny.
I can go for that.
You'll squeeze through.
Well?
Our friendly neighborhood police patrol set up a couple of guys across the street.
Just great.
Don't sweat it. We're not going out the way we came in, anyway.
But if they come...
They won't.
But if...
Right now, Tick, we need to get up through that hole and start bagging up what we came for.
That means a boost, big man.
You made it just fine. Good work, Shirley.
I know.
Well, don't take a bow or anything.
I won't. I'm next.
And best for last.
What about me?
We'll pull you up, suck in your guts.
Give me a hand.
That means all of us.
You're kidding.
He's heavier than he looks.
I've got news for you. He looks plenty heavy.
All right, Tick. Let's go. You have got to lay off the cheeseburgers, Tick.
I like cheeseburgers.
Do you ever? You're on my foot.
Sorry.
Who's got the flashlight?
That would be me.
Be our guest.
Whoa.
It's just wall-to-wall steel drawers.
They sure are. And lo and behold, they each have a keyed lock.
Of course. What did you expect?
For one part of this job to be easy. You guys take the cake!
Patience.
Shut up, Rusty. You're cute and all that, but you have one big mouth.
You think I'm cute?
Did I say that out loud?
All right, let's all behave. I have a key.
Where'd you get that?
That will be telling. I told you, I've been working on this score for a long time.
And every step of the way has had trouble.
Those things happen.
Want to start unlocking a few of these drawers then?
Just one.
Just one? Morgan, you said...
I said this was a good score, a once-in-a-lifetime score.
Is this about to be story time? Because we need to get on with it.
She's right, Morgan. We all know you like to talk and all, but we should get on with it.
Fine, you're heathens. I'm an artist and you're ruining my art.
Just open the drawer. I want to see what's so valuable.
Let's see here. Shine your light over here.
Ooh, I'm guessing gold.
That's going to be heavy to get out of here.
This security holdings office could have anything in it. Bonds, foreign currency.
That won't do us any good.
Light over here, please.
Ooh, a 1933 double eagle coin.
There's only one of those left in existence, and I'm pretty sure it's not here.
Aw, man.
What are we stealing?
Here it is.
Well?
A thieves' dozens of the...
A thieves' dozen?
11.
My little joke.
11 what?
Bird feathers.
11 bird feathers? Who do you guys think you are? I'm not prone to violence, but someone is about to get shanked.
Shirley, calm down.
Yes, for goodness sake, take a look.
Okay. 11 bird feathers.
Of the hua bird.
The what bird?
The hua.
Oh, wow. Morgan? How did you ever find out about this?
It's a very long and drawn-out story.
Save it. Explain about the plumage.
The hua bird is extinct. To the right collector, each of these feathers will go for 10 grand.
$10,000?
For bird feathers.
You heard me. Bag.
Here.
Okay, not the greatest score ever, but not bad.
It's one of the rarest items on the planet. Who knows? Maybe we'll get more for them.
If we can find the right market.
Now what? Out the way we came?
I'll have a look.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second.
What?
Listen just a minute.
I hear it.
Something ticking.
They have a clock in here? Maybe an antique clock or something?
Shine your light up there on that top shelf.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
That's putting it mildly. That's a bomb.
Don't touch it.
Right. Sorry.
What's going on here?
My question to you.
We've been double-crossed.
Who's your contact?
Later. We need to get out of here. Go back down the hole.
Me first. I'll check the way out. Forget it. Someone's down there in the shop. It won't take them long to find the tunnel.
Morgan?
Hush up. Give me a minute.
Who's down there?
I'm only guessing, but if we didn't ask permission for this score, those who claim this territory is theirs.
That would mean someone spilled.
Who would that be?
My backstabbing brother-in-law. I knew it. It was too good to be true when he told me about this place. I'll kill him.
Not if I do it first.
There may not be a chance to do that if we don't get out of here.
Let me check the door.
We're not going out that door.
6 locks. 4 old-fashioned bolt locks, and 2 electronic.
They're moving around down there.
And they won't say hello, either. They'll just start shooting. Oh, I cannot believe this.
Would you just take a breath, honey?
I am not your honey!
Children, clear heads needs to prevail here.
I can go back down there if you want me, and take on whoever's hunting us.
Tick?
Not an option.
Hey, if he wants to.
Shirley, come on.
You're right. I'm sorry, Tick.
Not your fault. That's just how we thieves think. In the end, we're all really looking out for ourselves and how we can get ahead of the next guy and how we can save our own skin. It's just how we're made.
What is with this guy? Does he just play dumb? One minute, a thick-headed brick. The next, he's Confucius.
That's our Tick.
So what do we do?
For a change, why don't we look out for each other? Tick, keep a lookout below. Anyone gets within range, take them out.
Through the floor?
Of course. Problem?
No way.
And Tick, we need you to reach down and get Shirley's torch.
To do what? Oh, I just caught up with you.
That takes care of some of the locks. What about the electronic ones?
That's on you, Rusty.
Me?
The king of the locks.
Since when?
Today. Get on it, short stuff.
Short stuff?
My pet name for you. Like it?
It's... sure.
Tick.
Here's the torch.
Those are external locks you want me to open.
Yep. They sure are.
I can hear movement down there.
I'm not going to be very quiet here. We're gonna need to move.
I hear you. I'm thinking.
No pressure, but we need to get out of here.
All right. Shirley, cut holes here and here.
Okay.
Holes in the back of the electronic locks? What's that going to do?
Give me access. Those electronic locks have chips in them that need a little bump.
A bump?
All I have to do is send a pulse from the right frequency to vibrate the lock and kick over the tumblers.
Well, get to it. There are the holes.
What about the other locks?
You're supposed to be watching the hole. The other locks are cut.
I hear footsteps. I think they found our tunnel. We don't have much time left.
Okay.
If I promise a summer wedding, will it make it go any faster?
Stop flirting. I might fall over.
Who said I was flirting?
We can make the arrangement once we get out of here.
I think they found us.
It's been nice working with you, fellas.
We're not done yet. Run for it. Bird feathers and a bride-to-be. That's what I call a good job.
Did I make a hasty promise back there?
You did.
And we're all witnesses.
I'd like to wear a tux. Make sure I get a tux.
Okay. Rusty and I will discuss just how serious we both are.
And in the meantime, we take these bird feathers to our buyer.
Oh, yes. Right. About that.
What's that mean?
Don't like the look on your face, Morgan.
Please don't say it.
I don't have a buyer lined up. Not yet, anyway.
You guys are the absolute worst.
But we'll find one. These are the rarest bird feathers in the world.
Stolen by the worst bird brains in the universe.
You're stuck with us, sweetheart.
Yeah, afraid so.
And then we're off on vacations. Not a long one, as I got word about the lost coin of...
Nope. Vacation first, and then we'll talk.
Rusty?
You heard the lady. You have been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of Thieves' Dozen, in the cast as Morgan, Sang Lee, Rusty, Quinlan Roth, Shirley, Alice Cashman, Tick, Hagen Simmons. Script by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.